I apologize if you guys hear a little bit of background noise or hammers going on. I got a contractor working on the back porch at my house. But we spend a lot of time here on the channel calling out sports figures or the leagues themselves for a variety of reasons. Yesterday, for example, I called out Caron Phillips for claiming that Deion Sanders was bad for HBCUs. I called out Hub Akrish for admitting that he disqualified Aaron Rodgers from the MVP award before the season even started. Keith Olbermann, Megan Rapinoe. Speaking of Megan Rapinoe, the lawsuit for equal pay in soccer that was dismissed a while back, they are appealing that decision. They're having another hearing on it in March. And I've been doing a lot of research. I've been looking into doing another video on it. I spent about an hour yesterday researching the story. And I'll be honest, it is confusing. And the reason it's so confusing, or one of the reasons, is I can't decipher what information is accurate. The collective bargaining agreements in men and women's soccer, they're not publicly available. I'm going to keep looking into it, but it is going to take hours of research to get it done. I might get it done while I'm in Indianapolis this weekend. Anyway, the point I was getting to before I got sidetracked, we spend a lot of time calling out social justice warriors, the woke, the far left side of the political spectrum. I always say this is not an agenda-driven channel. I try to find stories of people on the other side of the aisle that are acting irrationally. They're just few and far between. But I did find one this morning, and I thought I would share it with you. Jeremy Faison is a member of the House of Representatives in Tennessee. He's a state rep, not a member of the swamp in Washington, D.C. From the little bit of research that I did on this guy, he seems to be quite the controversial figure. I found a couple of articles on him accusing him of being anti-LGBT. One story pertained to a divorced lesbian couple who had a child together. Now, I couldn't tell if they adopted the kid or one of them was the biological mother. Who the hell knows? But anyway, Jeremy Faison signed a bill claiming that the non-biological mother in the relationship had zero rights to the child in the divorce, even though she had spent the last however many years raising the kid. Now, there are a few other stories of him being involved in controversial issues, but what I'm about to share with you is inexcusable. It is inexcusable. We talked the other day about character, practicing good judgment. You can be the best basketball player in the world. If you're a constant problem off the court or in the locker room, you eventually become more trouble than you're worth. Good judgment used to be called common sense, but in modern times, we're going to have to start considering it a skill. There are too many people walking the streets with bad judgment. Most of them have an R or a D by their name, and they live in the nation's capital. I don't know if Jeremy Faison had dreams of becoming a hotshot politician, but if he did, those dreams are over, or they should be over. But this is politics. We have seen politicians get away with far worse. Tuesday night, Tennessee State Rep Jeremy Faison attended a high school basketball game at Providence Academy, who was hosting Lakeway Christian Academy. I'm assuming both of these are private Christian schools, and I would imagine Jeremy Faison has a kid on the team. With seconds to go in the third quarter, tempers began to pick up on the court. Both teams are hit with a technical foul, standard operating procedure in a basketball game. Players on each team get into an altercation, both teams hit with a technical. Jeremy Faison didn't see it that way. He started blaming Paul Pendleton, who was one of the officials for the game. Now, before I go any further, let me just say this. I have several friends who officiate games at the high school level. The money's pretty good. They generally make about $50 a game. Not bad for a couple of hours worth of work, but it's not enough money to deal with this bullshit. And the bullshit usually comes from parents, not kids, not the coaches. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Officials that officiate games that actually matter, NFL, NBA, big-time college football, they're paid well, and they don't have to deal with angry parents. The lower-paid guys at the high school level, officiating games between two schools that no one cares about outside the community, with players who have zero chance of making it to the league, have to deal with this garbage. Anyway, Jeremy Faison disagreed with Paul Pendleton hitting each team with a tech. He proceeds to make his way out of the stands and onto the court. Poor judgment call number one. Poor judgment call number two. he starts pointing his finger in the face of Paul Pendleton. Now, those two were bad enough, but what happens next? What happens next will take you back to your juvenile high school days. Tennessee, this is your state representative, a 45-year-old man-child who tries to embarrass someone by pulling down their pants? When people make mistakes, I try to put myself in their situation. I try to relate. Think what I would do in the same situation. Would I make the same mistake? If someone says something stupid on radio or television, I can relate to that. Even though I pre-record this, there are times, sometimes hours after I upload something, where I regret something that I said. But if I'm at my nephew's baseball game and the umpire makes a bad call against him, I'm not losing my temper over it. I damn sure am not going to storm the field, get in the umpire's face, and then try to pull down his pants. There is nothing under those pants that I care to see. But hey, maybe Jeremy Faison has a little secret. Who the hell knows? This game was broadcast live on Facebook, so the reaction to this was immediate. After he cooled off and realized that he embarrassed himself, Jeremy Faison issued the typical apology. I'm so sorry. This is not my character. I have always been the guy who thought it was wrong for parents to lose their temper at a child's sporting event. It doesn't align with my Christian values. Take a look at this apology. I'm a stickler for spelling and grammatical errors. I think it says a lot about someone when they're an adult and they fail to use the English language correctly. Not only that, in an apology, you don't care enough to make sure there's not any spelling errors. Now, I understand some people don't care about things like this, but to me, it just shows a complete lack of effort. There is too much technology to make spelling and grammatical errors. Take a look at it. Do you see it? This dude is supposedly an accomplished professional, a politician. He's been in the House of Representatives in Tennessee since 2010. And this man doesn't know the difference between loose and lose. You didn't loosen your temper, dude. You lost your temper. I don't know if there will be any long-term ramifications to this. Knowing the world of politics, probably not. I know if I lived in the state of Tennessee, I wouldn't vote for Jeremy Faison. If this dude is showing this type of judgment in public at a high school basketball game, can you really trust his judgment when it comes to making policy decisions? Let me know what you guys think about this. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.